setting up a meeting with North Korea.
Very clearly, the shot has to come from the front. The Garrett.
What is going on? Thank you for tuning in to the Garrettson Project. I am your host, Ryan Garrettson himself. And today's episode, very first episode on a podcast. Let me get a round of applause for that. Awesome deal, awesome deal. So I want to start with something that's been on my mind for the last 1 year, 6 months, and let me see, 7 days? Yeah, 1 year, 6 months, 7 days. And that is money and time. I guess I started thinking like this, you know, when my son was born, how important money is and how important time is. And just the differences, how they play into your everyday life. I guess as a parent, I mean, even if you're not a parent, I guess this will play into your life. And, you know, it may affect you differently. Money, though, I mean, I guess I'll start with money, how important money is. I mean, everything in our life can be directly related to money. I bet you cannot come up with one single scenario where money does not affect your life, and no matter how hard you try, guarantee, still can't think of a fucking thing. Money affects our job, our work, our kids, our relationships, our feelings. I mean, I could go on and on. I'm not going to bore you with the list of shit that money affects. I mean, you know, it affects our drive as humans, you know, our goals, what we do for fun. It's in control of you, man. you don't run your life. Money does. I mean, I could go on and on, but I think you get the point. But see, the thing with money is it's a renewable resource, right? So you spend money, you can make that back. You lose money, you can make that back. Money is never set in stone. Even if you lose a little bit of money, you're going to get it back no matter what. I mean, think back when you lost, I don't know, $25. You know, it's in a result of a bad investment that you did or lent money to a friend. And it could be any reason, but it didn't ruin your life because you made that money back, whether it was through jobs, selling things, whatever it was, you made that money back. Now, when it comes to time, here, check this out. Ready? For the next 7 seconds, it's going to be quiet. Okay? 7 seconds. Okay, I just stole 7 seconds of your time, and you will never get that time back. It's over. It's done. Book is closed. It's lost for eternity. That's 7 seconds. You actually just stood there and listened to me. Well, you didn't listen to me. But again, I'm going to blow your mind further. Like, think about it. If you're 20 years old right now, you only have 728 months to live. If you're 30 years old, you only have 606 months to live. That's it. Your life's over. It's done. It's just shit that's been on my mind. You know, being at work from 8:30 in the morning to 5:30 at night and only getting to see, you know, that small amount of time with my son, you know, the time I won't get back, you know, just it takes a toll. And I'm obviously not the only one. You know, there's millions of parents, you know, working fucking 8 to 8. You know, I'm not one to bitch. But it's just something to think about. So use your time wisely. When you're in front of your children and when you're with your children, make sure you're having fun. Make sure you're not sleeping or, you know, oh, hey, go play in the corner and set them down or let them play with fucking toys. Because you're never going to get that time back. You can buy them all the toys in the world because you'll make that money back no matter what. But they will not. You will not be able to make that time up that you lost. That's about it for my rant for episode 1, Time vs. Money. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening if you stuck through the end. Shoot me a follow on Twitter. Tweet at me, Twitter. I'm actually on Twitter. I was never a huge fan of Twitter, but figured, hey, podcast needs a social media platform to get a hold of me, right? So, yeah, find me on Twitter. Tell me if I suck. Tell me if you liked it. Tell me if I made your fucking mind think. Value your time, ladies and gentlemen.